Professor Gary John, welcome to Microscopio.
Thank you.
In this interview, we wanted to talk about the European HbA1c trial, and our first question is, why is it important to have accurate and precise methods for hemoglobin A1c?
Well, it's interesting that this year actually represents the 50th anniversary of hemoglobin A1c being recognized within clinical medicine. And since that time, it's become the cornerstone of assessing glycemic control in people with diabetes. And we have used hemoglobin A1c as a means to draw up some national and international treatment guidelines and targets. Of course, for that, we need standardization. And the IFCC set up the working group to undertake this task. And it was very successful in its task, and we fully achieved the production of a reference measurement procedure, which is now used internationally to standardize hemoglobin A1c methods. Standardization also enabled the WHO to recommend hemoglobin A1c as a diagnostic tool. And many countries, if not most countries in the world, have now adopted hemoglobin A1c for diagnosis. Therefore, we have to have these accurate and precise methods because we know that very small differences in hemoglobin A1c result in significant improvements or worsening in the outcomes of the long-term complications related to diabetes. So, accuracy and precision, we need both of them for monitoring, and accuracy especially for diagnosis.
And could you please tell us about the European A1C, about this trial? What is the objective of this trial?
Quality in measurement is a little bit like justice. It must not only be done, it must seem to be done. And we need to know how well these methods are performing so that we can ensure that the accuracy and precision of these methods being used in different countries is being achieved. Otherwise, we cannot have international guidelines and treatment targets. So this European A1C trial was the first trial of its kind, and it was a large trial undertaken with the cooperation of the EQA organizers in European countries. It could not have been performed without full cooperation with everybody, and everybody participated equally. The study involved sending hemoglobin A1c samples from the Netherlands to EQA organizers in various countries within Europe. Logistically, this was a very difficult thing to do, as fresh whole blood was used as the EQA material. So it involved collecting fresh blood samples, packaging them, and sending them off to local EQA organizers within a very short time period, actually a day. And then the EQA organizers within the different countries sent them out to laboratories within those countries for analysis. In addition to fresh samples, we used lyophilized samples, which didn't, of course, have the urgency to get the samples out to the organizers. But by doing this, we were able to assess the quality of hemoglobin A1c results in different countries within Europe. We were also able to include in this trial a very small number of samples sent to South Africa. We would then use Sigmetrics to actually assess the quality of the results, where we could assess both bias and imprecision of the methods, both on a national scale, an international scale, and also by manufacturer. So we can now actually use this trial to actually assess how well results are being performed in different countries and can assure ourselves then that the results actually can be used to the best care of our patients.
Did the European ABA1C trial reveal any other interesting results?
Yes, I think that the trial showed very, very clearly that there was a very small bias in the countries participating. This means the standardization has worked across Europe, because if standardization hadn't been achieved, then we would have seen a higher level of bias. So bias was very good in all countries that participated. The issue we have to address now is between laboratory and precision. That does leave room for improvement, especially in one or two countries that fell slightly outside the two sigma line at 5 millimoles per mole. The outcome of this trial gives us confidence that accuracy is actually being achieved, but we have to work further on the imprecision.
And is this trial going to be repeated?
Yes, it has been repeated already. And we have just recently received the results of the follow-up trial within Europe. And we are in the process now already of running another trial. And in this trial, we will be expanding our participant network to include laboratories in Korea. You can imagine logistically this becomes a bit of a nightmare, but we have investigated the possibilities and we are confident that we can achieve this further inclusion in the trial. And we will hope in the future to expand this even further so that we can assess hemoglobin A1C quality analysis in all different parts of the world.
And you were talking about Africa, and we were wondering if you also contacted Latin American for this trial. Could logistics be a big issue in this area?
Latin America we have been in a discussion with Latin America, and Latin America are very interested in joining. And I would not be surprised if in the near future we would include Latin America in the trial itself. Again, as you quite rightly say, logistics of performing this are difficult because fresh whole blood is used for circulation. It's less a problem, as I said earlier, if we use lyophilized samples. And we found in the trial we did in Europe that the lyophilized samples worked equally as well as whole blood samples did. Maybe not quite as reproducible, but overall with no real problems. So that might be a way of actually going forward. But Latin America is definitely being included and involved, and we are in close discussion with them to include them in the very near future.
Do you have any final comment for this interview?
I think what I will say is that hemoglobin A1C remains one of the most important markers that we use in the clinical laboratory. It goes on to be used more and more widely. And the fact that we are now looking very closely at results for diagnosis and for assessing treatment change, we as laboratory workers need to ensure that the quality of the analysis is the best we can. We need to ensure that when we use this laboratory within our laboratories, that it is calibrated and standardized to the IFCC reference measurement procedure, and that we undertake good external quality assessment or proficiency testing, whatever you use in your country, to assure that the results are as close to the true value as they should be. Otherwise, we run the risk of misdiagnosis and misclassifying our patients with diabetes.
Thank you very much, Professor Gary John. It's been a pleasure to have this interview in Enricoscopio.
Thank you very much.